This week on Thursday the 29th, playing the North Star Bar is the Toronto synth-pop group Parallels, and Holly Dodson from the Parallels join us right now. Hello, Holly. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Have you been to Philadelphia? Have you played Philly before?
No, this is our first time, so we're really excited to get down there and try some of your Philly cheesesteak.
Is that the thing? Like, that's just universally, what if you're not from here and you're going through the tour, I guess there's little things about each town that you know that they're synonymous with.
Totally, yeah.
And the cheesesteak is it for Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, that and, like, Fresh Prince, I guess, but a Canadian. Philly, too, so, I mean, I know there's a lot more. So
yeah, no, you have a lot better chance of getting a cheesesteak than you do running into the Fresh Prince. So you're from Canada. Is there, there's been U.S. tours in the past for Parallels, correct?
Oh, yeah. We've done three U.S. tours. So.
Okay. And there's a new album out. Now, do you guys say it as 12 or XII, or how do you pronounce the album?
I usually say 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the reason behind calling it 12?
Well, it was, 12 new songs. I wrote it kind of over a 12-month period, and the number just seemed right. So,
now, did you say you wrote it? Are you the chief songwriter in Parallels?
Yeah, we went through a little bit of a lineup change, so I kind of, this was, my album more so than the band's album, and my new bandmates and I are actually working on some new stuff for some future releases. So, yeah, so it was kind of like a transitionary album, and I say it's mine, even though now it's become all of ours, so.
Aw, look at you, sharing. With everybody.
Yeah, sharing is caring.
So, for people that aren't familiar with Parallels, how would you describe them? Beyond just Toronto synth-pop band, what is Parallels?
Parallels is, I'd say, New Order fronted by Madonna in her True Blue era.
I like that. I did that a lot. And you're not alone in that. NME, which is like the music Bible over in the U.K.,
yeah.
Says a young Madonna meets modern electro, which is kind of that.
Yeah,
is,
I took that as a compliment. So
it's kind of cool. Synth pop in general is having a moment right now. At least I think so. When you have bands like Churches that are blowing up and Blondefire, and it's kind of feels like a movement.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think people are really, digging the pop vibe. We kind of, in the 90s, you go through like a little bit of a grunge phase, and then the 2000s were kind of scary pop, and now we're like, down home indie, good old approachable pop music, so.
It seems like a lot of indie music these days is gravitating towards this more of an electro sound. Is it more of a DIY mentality with electro that people gravitate towards that?
I really think, it's a lot more accessible for average, not average, but super awesome musicians who, can just go out and buy a keyboard as opposed to put together a 5-piece band, like find the musicians, kind of like I did. I just, shut the door on the world, went down to the studio with my keyboards and, programmed a whole album and performed on it, and then we got my brother to play some drums on it. But it's more accessible, I think. So I think a lot more people are gravitating towards that.
And that's kind of the cool thing, is it doesn't have to be born out of this garage where you're practicing and living with it for years and years and years and waiting to break. Is you can just go, hey, I'm really good at singing.
Totally.
Let me find some people who can get together and help me out with this.
Yeah, definitely. And I have ideas for songs, and I just want to get them down. So, I mean, you have a home studio on your laptop now. So I think that's part of the reason why.
When you, and we're talking to Holly Dodson from Parallels right now, when you say you have ideas for songs and you wrote most of this new album, where does that all stem from?
Multiple things, like just circumstances, or I'll come up with a line and then take that down to the studio and play around with it, and the song will kind of grow from that idea. Or, I'll hear, I love arpeggiators, obviously, if you listen to my music. So, sometimes when I hear that kind of groove, then you can write a song around that, and it just kind of grows. It kind of just happens. Little moments of inspiration, you have to jump in on them.
What is it like as a member of a Canadian band? What is it like breaking into this scene with the U.S. versus, I don't know how you guys are received in Canada, but
yeah,
what are those markets? What's the difference between them?
Canada is super, you know, it's a great country to be a band in because we have, you know, 5 major cities. College radio up here is very supportive of Canadian artists, and we all like touring in the States because it's a lot more easy to route. There's a gig every 4 hours, as opposed to in Canada, you'd have to drive, you know, quite a ways to make the next gig. So financially, it's more feasible, and you know, we're actually closer to New York City than we are to like Halifax out east.
So. Okay.
I think it's great that we can just kind of drive across the border and have a huge market down there.
But as far as reception, I mean, here, it seems to me that the market is just so oversaturated. Mm-hmm. Where there's so many bands and so tough. You know, for a guy who loves music and tries to check out as many things as possible, I find it really tough to keep up sometimes.
Well, I mean, that's another good thing about Canada. You can kind of be a big fish in a small sea and, you know, play around town. Toronto is so supportive of live music and everything. And it's a large market, but it's smaller compared to, like you said, New York, which is like totally oversaturated. So, you know, because Toronto's kind of known on an international level, you can, you know, make a little bit of a name for yourself and people have a better chance of hearing your music. And yeah, I think it's pretty accessible up here. So okay.
Is it true that all the gigs are done in ice fishing houses and cabins?
Yeah, without running water. We all wear snowshoes. It's like
we only play in ice fishing houses. We all gather around the hole.
I would love to play a show in an ice fishing house. I think that would be amazing. But no, we have never done that.
That should be a video idea. You would break through.
Well, my dad's band, he's in a band called the Stampeders, and they're classic rock. He's played like up in Northwest Territories, like total Arctic. He played up in Nunavut one time, and all the houses are on stilts. So it's just like, it's like a crazy thing. It's daylight all the time, and it's weird to think that's part of Canada, but yeah, it is.
Holly Dodson with us right now from Parallels. They're playing the North Star on Thursday, which is an awesome venue. You're going to love it. There's no ice fishing hole.
Oh, no.
But it's a good time.
That was part of our rider.
please get a block of ice and carve a hole into it, or else we're not playing.
What we require.
Yes. That's awesome. Who, for Canada right now, who is really big in the indie scene that we may have heard of here that or hasn't really crossed over and isn't getting on the U.S. radar as much as they are in Canada? Who's really big up there right now?
There are tons of artists. I mean, I guess Tegan and Sarah are kind of our big export now with electronic music and Dragonette. But I'm sure you guys have heard of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tegan and Sarah, who I believe are on the road with Fun right now.
Yeah.
And Dragonette, who I dig a lot. I saw them at a festival a couple months ago.
Yeah. We have like Metric and Purity Ring and Grimes, and all those artists are Canadian.
Wow, they're all Canadian?
I know. We're kind of dominating right now, I guess.
Wow, what an eye-opener this is. Is the Tragically Hip still giant up there?
To their own audience, yes.
Okay. I had a buddy who was from Canada, and he just used to talk about how the Tragically Hip is like you're Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Which is weird to say since Led Zeppelin's not even ours. I should say you're Aerosmith. Like, they're gigantic over there.
Or, like, Tragically Hip is like our Fish, kind of. Or, like, Grateful Dead. They have a total cult following. Like, okay. And, I mean, they get a lot of play on radio and stuff, too, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, look, I will talk to the folks at North Star. I know a couple over there and see if they can get you a fishing hole. And I wish you the best. I'm going to try to come out and see you. The album is, I really do enjoy the album a lot, 12.
Thank you.
You can check that out on Spotify now or go see them at North Star on Thursday night. Holly, thanks so much.
Thank you.